Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Six after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Jay, the two Jays in the DJV program. Victoria Keelan in the lineup as well, focusing on the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of that stuff. And what is in your mind as far as dreams are concerned? Have you had any good daydreams? Did you have good dreams last night in your sleep? Do your dreams help you make decisions? I think that's one of the things that you wake up, I guess it depends on whether you have vivid dreams or not. I knew a lady friend once who dreamt what she was going to cook for dinner, and that's how she decided how she was going to cook her meals.
That's whatever. A weird one. Dreamer. Very convenient, though. Mine are
very handy.
Like conducive to real life, I hope.
No. I've forgotten what the cooking was like. I just remember that being the dream thing. Vaccine hesitancy. A focus across the country, it would seem, although it's less now than it was before, ladies, it would seem. So I'm getting my shot today. My first one, I think it's Johnson & Johnson I'm getting, so I wouldn't have to worry about getting another shot. But one wonders if there are people who get the first shot and they don't like it. They don't like their arm being sore. They don't like maybe coming across with some of the flu, the symbols, if you will, the indicators of having the flu, and so they just don't get the second shot. I see the vaccine monitor here, though, suggests 57% of adults either have already the first shot or they have a plan. So where are we here with the three of you? None of you are too young to get the shot already, right? Nobody
here
has gotten the shot.
I don't know when we're eligible.
Yeah.
They're not doing it by age anymore in California. They decided that wasn't effective because the governor is going to get recalled, so he's got to get schools reopened again, and the only way to do that is to up the ante. So starting this week, they've been vaccinating teachers, agriculture workers,
Megan
first
got
responders.
Her shots yesterday, my daughter. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So is that a good plan? Well, it's probably...
Well, it's occupation-based in New Jersey where I am as well. We're just not in any high risk group, and they're still trying to get, there's still a shortage of supply. So now with Johnson & Johnson coming into the fold, hopefully that will help them get through the rest of teachers and people who work in grocery stores and things like that. They've been trying to figure out who really, like, it's a very high rate of infection among grocery store workers, so it would make sense protected.
Why would it be that it was higher in grocery stores?
Well, they're exposed to a lot of people if they're stocking shelves and things like that. There are shipments coming in and out of the store, so they're exposed to more people than the average person who just goes into the store, picks up what they need, and then leaves. So there's that. A lot of them are do not have health insurance. They're part-time. They don't seek medical help because of the fact that they don't have health insurance. There are a whole list of factors there, but I think it's smart to just start inoculating people who are exposed to the most people because they're spreading it around.
So is there a circumstance in any state that anybody knows of where you are down in Nashville, Jay? Do family members get to go, let's say younger family members, if they can claim that they're caretaking their older family members, can they go and get a shot? Does it work like that in some places?
I think in certain states that is a
that
case,
is the,
but it's
here
every,
in Massachusetts it could be done.
And I think you have to have a little more proof than just being like, oh, I'm a caretaker, I'm ready for my shot. I know that you have to have some sort of letter from the people that you work for, or there's got to be some proof. You can't just show up and say, I'm a caretaker. I think people have tried that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see. 57% either have their shots or are ready for them. 22% are in a wait-and-see group. That's the group that seems to be going down in numbers. 15% say they don't want to get vaccinated. 7% say they'll only get vaccinated if they are required to do it. And how would that be? In work, I guess, much as anything else.
Yeah, some jobs
traveling.
Will require it.
Yeah, I think there are some in some travel situations that they're going to report. Megan sent me a copy of the certificate. I hadn't seen one of these before. of what they, you know, it says the date, what kind of a vaccine you got, and when the second one, there's a place for the first time and the second time on the card. But it's spooky. When I looked at that, I frankly thought, that's pretty spooky, looking at what is there and what you may have in order to
Well, we were talking about the passport that the UK is promoting and saying that they want to get people passports to get them back up and running again if they have the vaccine. And 230,000 people already within a week's time have signed petitions saying that they don't want that. And it is creepy. It's like getting a mark, you know, put the scarlet letter on you or something, the little X that you've had your vaccine. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is kind of weird. So the discussion online, or if you will, in social media about the vaccines and what is right, what is wrong, misinformation, stuff that's distorted. Apparently Twitter, and I wondered, I was going to ask you about this, Victoria, whether the others will follow suit or are thinking about, when I say the others, the other social media, Jay, whether you've seen this. It's Twitter, that's what they say they're going to do. What's Facebook doing? What's Instagram doing? What are some of these other other social media, do they have a system, or is this just kind of today this is the rule, tomorrow it'll be something else? And is this appropriate, frankly? What's right and what's not? What's icky here? This feels a little icky to me.
Well, the icky thing, I think, is what people are saying that are completely untrue. Like, don't get a vaccine. It's a microchip. The government's tracking you. There's a whole lot of that. That, to me, is pretty icky. Yeah.
Yeah, and what the social media platforms are doing are trying to give people actual facts and statistics.
Right.
And where people can go and do their own research. On Instagram, your post contained COVID. So we've attached a link where people can get information regarding COVID.
It
doesn't take down your post. It's just information that, you know.
Right. The whole thing seems...
I know, but you're not on social media, and we are, and we're inundated every day with stupid people saying really stupid things.
Well, I'm on
that
Facebook.
That then get passed around.
Facebook's trying to do it, too.
But who arbitrates? I said this to you. I don't know if I said it on the air or off the air. Somebody like Dr. Jack Stockwell, who doesn't necessarily cotton to the same thing that Ken Kronhaus. So do you take his stuff down?
He
was taken off of YouTube. Off YouTube.
I get that, but Jack doesn't say that microchips are in the vaccine.
He doesn't say that.
So Jack has an informed opinion about it, but he's not saying stupid stuff there's so much stupid stuff on Twitter. It's ridiculous.
And there is, but then the problem is that people like Jack, and if people don't post stupid things, are still feeling the burn of the censorship because somebody at Facebook or Twitter thinks that what they say is inaccurate, and so they mark it that way. And that's the problem that people have had all along, that sometimes they're not consistent, that they're not marking everything.
Yeah, that's the question I had,
certain
Jennifer.
Things, and so there's no consistency, right.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm wondering about. And now with that in mind, there's a new Secretary of Education, and the first focus is on reopening schools around the country. What's going on? I know here in Massachusetts, the edict has come out and was out actually a while ago, and then the individual communities are playing with this, wrestling with it. I'm of an opinion that everybody should be back in school now. That's where I come down on it. What are they doing in New Jersey, Victoria?
Kids have been back in school the whole time in Jersey. They were out initially for, it was a couple of weeks they went virtual full time, but they've been on the hybrid system. Actually, no, for a while now, the kids are back in school. It's a shorter day, and they don't have, like, recess and, you know, things like that, so it's just more condensed. But kids have been back in school, so we're not really one of those states where the teachers union decided that they were going to, you know, run the show. But yesterday we had Rich McFadden on with us. His two kids he's in Northern Virginia. And so his son said, "Dad, please don't make me go into class because I'm one of three kids sitting there and the rest of the class, including the teacher, are on Zoom at home." So Rich said he let his kids stay home, and he wrote a letter to the vice principal and said, you know, the teacher says that that she doesn't feel safe. She doesn't have the vaccine. She doesn't want to be in class. And so he said it's just been the teachers' unions are just running the show. So he said next year they think that that's probably going to change, that they're going to tell teachers, if you don't want to be in the classroom, then you go get a different job.
Mm-hmm. California's got the schools closed down, and Gavin Newsom knows that this is one of the reasons he's getting recalled. So he got together some money, and listen to this, now is like $2 billion or $6 billion to schools to get them to reopen, and only up until grade two. So now you've just got, they're spending all that money to get up to grade two open and back to school by the end of March. It's just, I don't know, it's ridiculous. It's like you have to buy them off to get them to go back to school.
Yeah. All right. In a moment, we focus on what's going on in outer space. You want to take a trip to the International Space Station? You can do that with us right after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
All right, so here we are on Earth looking up at the moon, at the stars of the sky. I was in Denver yesterday. I was driving by. There's a big Air Force base near the airport. And on that Air Force base, there are a number of radar receivers, and they're covered with cloth. Some of them are real and some of them are phony. Listen to this. The satellites that we have, do you know that there are in-station satellites, that is, stations that are up above the Earth, that don't move around the Earth, they move with the Earth, so they are constantly in the same position monitoring what's going on at that point. And there are two, what really are, they're called defensive satellites, but they are aimed, one of them is aimed at the Middle East, the other one is aimed at China. And they both feed down into this Air Force base from that fixed position over the planet, and they go into the radar receptors that are on this base. Except nobody really knows which ones are real and which ones are fake, along with a lot of the other buildings that are around this Air Force base. And I thought to myself,
how much money?
Yeah, fake buildings. Buildings don't have anything in them, or what's in them, it looks like a warehouse, but it's not really. It's a big data dump. And how much money we have spent, that's what I said to my friend John, how much money do you think we as a country spend, or even the others who are, quote-unquote, our enemies, like China or the people in the Middle East, just to try to gain control of a planet that's not controllable? What is there about the psychology in that? And then we're talking about the practical side of how many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars are spent for us to protect ourselves from them, and they supposedly to protect themselves from us. Wow. Anyway, that's one trip to outer space. There are some other things going on, which we'll get to in the next half hour, 21 after the hour.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's 23 after the hour now on the VJV program. What is trending? Jay Kirshner is here with that. Victoria and Jennifer and Doug, the nominees for Golden Globes and all of the... We're all watching. I watched that on Sunday night. It was kind of... I don't know whether I thought it was good. I think...
Parts of it were good. Parts of it were weird, an awkward Zoom call.
Yeah, right. I think there was way too much attention to the Black Lives Matter stuff. This ought to be more... It should feel more comfortable. It felt like it was being pushed my all
over. For whom?
For me.
Sure the Golden Globes are more comfortable for you next year.
Well, I think that they're funny. I think the average person who looks at this thinks that some of that stuff has just gone too far. And maybe that's the question here. Anyway, it was kind of cool to see the dog. I thought that Jodie Foster and the wife with the dog there, I thought that was one of the real classic shots of the night, and I thought it was kind of, I thought it was warm. I thought it was kind of cool to see them and see some of the others, like Bill Murray sitting in his backyard up in the Hollywood Hills
with the Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, right.
Oh, for sure. And people loved Kate Hudson having her whole family around. There are a bunch of background photos, like still shots from
Aaron Sorkin had that family sort of shot too, right? So anyway, people are just talking about it, right? Did they pick out one that they think was better than the other?
People are loving that Jeff Daniels' basic background looks like a room everyone has in their home that they haven't had decorated. I mean, it was just white walls, nothing hanging up on it. It was very sterile.
And he was he just had like a flannel shirt on. He wasn't dressed up for the occasion. Yeah.
And Jason Bateman, everyone thought his background was amazing. I mean, it was this dark brown built-in wooden shelved library and red color palette, curated knickknacks, and turns out he was borrowing Jennifer Aniston's home for it.
Yeah, they had a party.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. All right, so what's going on with Taylor Swift and all of this business? Ginny and Georgia, what's that show about?
That's a new Netflix show, and there was a joke made about Taylor Swift's past dating life saying, you go through more men than Taylor Swift. And she's sitting back, and she tweeted, 2010 called and wants its lazy, deeply sexist joke back.
Totally.
She's been dating Joe Alwyn since 2017. They met in 2016. That used to be a popular topic, how many men Taylor Swift was dating, how it was like a different boyfriend every week, every month. She's even joked about it in songs. But, yeah, that's an old joke. That's history. Move on. There are new things to come up with.
All right,
no one comments on guys who constantly are serial daters. So
no, that's true.
It's like, Leanne's the double standard. Unless your name rhymes with Barmy.
Or Leonardo DiCaprio.
Army Hammer might get it a little bit. He's got
I wonder if there's comment on Army Hammer.
It's only if he tries to eat them.
That's right.
The San Diego Comic-Con is going to, when is it scheduled? What time of the year is this happening?
The summertime. So it's scheduled for July 23rd through 25th, and it will be an at-home virtual event.
Why?
A free experience.
In July? Why would they be...
There, because there's so many people, it's always packed. They just feel like they can't properly do it given the pandemic. Even if things do ease up, they don't believe that it'll be eased up enough. But they are hoping to be back to their larger scale event in July 2022.
Hmm. Have it in Florida if you want it to be open. California's not going to be like that.
Mm-hmm. On the socials, the trending thing, or now the question about claims that Trump made for 10,000 National Guard troops to be deployed before the January 6th rally. That's not true. That was fact-checked. Is that what basically...
I don't know what comment you're referring to. I don't know.
So Trump made claims that he had asked for 10,000 National Guards and that they were denied. He blamed Pelosi for it. We posted this to get thoughts on Facebook at DJV Show. 85% of people were saying, yep, that's 100% what happened. 15% are calling it total BS.
Know the truth?
We just need to know the truth.
But I feel like every time Trump has wanted to do something and people have said no, he's come out right away saying, like, no, I'm trying to do this. So why is there a delay?
Until there was a problem, you may not hear from him. So who knows?
28
That's
passed
why they
the
did
hour.
An investigation.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing and even more importantly, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, Warren, my dog is just plain stupid, I would have retired a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior, understand their body language, understand their noises, and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship, and you'll be fair to your pet. I'll more next time.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
In the market for a next-level laptop? Look no further than the ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED from Asus. It lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity, featuring an amazing 4K OLED HDR touchscreen. It also includes the Asus ScreenPad Plus secondary 4K display with a brand-new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. Not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen on this Windows PC. Powered by up to an Intel Core i9 8-core processor and NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3070 GPU, ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Visit Asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An airbase in Iraq that hosts U.S., Iraqi, and coalition troops was targeted by 10 rockets Wednesday. No casualties were immediately reported, according to Reuters. The source of Tuesday's rocket fire was not immediately known. It should also be noted Pope Francis is planning a historic visit to Iraq for later this week that would make him the first pontiff to ever visit the country. The U.S. Border Patrol is reporting a California highway crash involving human smugglers and 25 illegal immigrants jammed into a single SUV, left over a dozen people dead Tuesday. The wreck involved an overloaded Ford Expedition that was T-boned by a semi-truck hauling two trailers of gravel near the U.S.-Mexico border. Officials noted that the SUV's back seats had been removed to create more space for the passengers. The crash occurred just east of El Centro, California. Thank you for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
NASCAR is on the way to the Mojave Desert this weekend. The Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube will be Sunday at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Austin Dillon in the number 3 Chevy was asked by Motor Racing Network, what is it about the Las Vegas Motor Speedway that can make it a challenging track?
You know, Vegas is one of my favorite tracks. It's always been a rough place as far as turn one goes, and being able to turn through the bumps is very important. Turn three, you can't really miss the entry. It starts there. But yeah, the track has gotten a lot of character, over the last, couple of years, and that's what makes it fun to drive on and really kind of challenge yourself to be disciplined on your marks. And I mean, I really enjoy the track, and, you saw Kurt Busch be able to win, in the playoffs. We had a pretty solid run going, and I think we had a belt break. So, we've got a solid baseline for Vegas and want to continue the speed that we've shown the first two races.
Cole Custer in the 41 Ford was asked about the surface of the Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Oh, well, it's a track that's kind of transitioning into that field, I guess you'd say. So it's getting there. It's starting to get a little bit more wore out, but it's also the big thing there is just the bumps. The surface might not be extremely worn, but they have just huge bumps. So it does bring a huge challenge into how the driver is going to make it through the bumps and how the team's going to set the car up through it.
The race starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner on the DJV program, where they focus on the difference between production and consumption. Think about this for a minute, ladies. What is it, and I wonder about this and how it applies to our predicament here in this country. We're worried about prosperity, worried about our economy, that sort of thing. Can you spend your way to prosperity? A lot of people say, yeah, you can do that, but where's the money come from that we're spending? That's the question about, was the $1.9 billion spending bill has all kinds of infrastructure, jobs in it, things that are supposed to put everybody to work, and we don't have to have unemployment and things like that. I don't know. I wonder. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I do know, though, in terms of producing things and then people buying things, the various venues that we have. Think about how many different choices we have to buy the same thing. Oftentimes, like when we're talking about Clear product that we advertise on the program, you can get it in stores, you can get it on Amazon, you get it on eBay. And so I was thinking about this in regard to Costco and what they're doing. You know how many workers Costco has? Take a guess. How many people around the country work for Costco? Anybody want to guess?
A lot. A lot.
That's good, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's good. 180,000.
Over on a lot.
There are 180,000.
Is Costco owned by Walmart, or is that Sam's Club that I'm thinking of?
Sam's Club is owned by Walmart. And they're not anywhere near as successful. They're pretty much defunct, in fact. Costco is basically taking not only when it comes to BJ's, and Walmart, and now the online focus from Costco is on Amazon, which I think is a really good thing, because Amazon has gotten much too, for me anyway, much too powerful, much too influential, too many things are there, putting too many people, you know, okay, we'll buy everything at Amazon. All right, so what does that do to the price of it? I know, although they're supposedly less expensive oftentimes than buying it someplace else. So this week, Costco is raising the wages, the starting wages, to $16 an hour for all of these 180,000 workers. I think that's pretty astounding when you think about the fact that the minimum wage is half that in most states around the country.
Amazon's cheapest employee is $15 an hour. So yeah. Costco's doing better, and they upped it by a dollar.
Half of their hourly workers now, according to this information that I'm looking at from Bloomberg, are paid $25 an hour, which is a hell of a lot more than what they're getting at Amazon. And so the service, it's kind of like the old days. Remember when people used to say they loved working for Southwest Airlines? It was one of the most popular companies to work for in the country. Well, now 60% of the employees at Costco say that they love it there and they're proud to work there, which is kind of an interesting reality. How often do you say that? Do you tell people when you're working on this program, when people say to you, Jay, what do you do for a living? Well, I do this radio program. And do you say you're proud? I'm not for any particular reason, but is this the kind of a job that you're proud to have? I guess that would be my question. Who has a job that you would consider to be proud? I'm proud to be a policeman. I'm proud to be a teacher. I'm proud to be a pilot. I'm proud to be, you fill in the blank. Are you proud of what you do? Maybe that's a great question for social media in a sense. Are you proud of the work that you do? And where you're working. I think that's a really important
that's
for self-satisfaction.
That's a great question, Doug. Yeah, we're going to get that up on @DJB Show, Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah, I just think that this is the sort of thing, is it all about pay? I find more often than not it's not. Working conditions. Happy workers are dedicated workers. And I think and then when you go down the road a little bit further, if you're encountering, and I used my trip last night on the airplane, I was on two different flights. The first flight, the people that were in charge, that is the staff, the sort of wait staff, if you will, flight attendants, were grumpy, nasty, and arrogant. But when I got to Dallas and got on the other plane, the people that were on that plane were fabulous. They were so happy to see us, and they were happy to have us on board.
Sometimes people have a bad day.
Well, but the whole crew.
You love your job, and everybody has a bad day. Who knows? You don't know what they just came from. Usually there's another flight ahead of yours. Who knows?
I understand that, but it just seems to me that when you're in the service business, either should put that face on or go get another job. You know, work in Amazon. We don't have to talk to anybody if that's the way it is. But anyway, I was thinking that it was a smart move for Costco, and I wonder how much they're expanding. We have one, the closest one here is about 10 miles away. I remember the first introduction I had to Costco, Jennifer, was the one that was, that's on, off of, Venice, Jefferson, in, just south of Venice. That was the first one I was ever in my life, and I went in looking around and thought, my God, look at all this stuff in here. And I went in, and it's smart.
Having to spend the day. You used to be able to get snacks. You could just wander around and eat, and there you go.
Yeah. So I guess I just wonder whether this is the smartest way to do things, and will it work out well for them? I think, at least so far it is, at any rate. We were talking about the situation in outer space, and I had mentioned something that I found out yesterday with regard to the big Air Force base in Denver and what's actually there. The astronauts that are up in the International Space Station are preparing to put on new solar panels. You know, this is a perfect example of how this might work. If there's another perfect example of solar power being used, I don't know what it is. The solar panels for the space station they're going to be more efficient, apparently, than the ones that were there. So, Kate Rubens and Victor Glover are going to be outside putting the mounting brackets on. There was a spacewalk yesterday. They had started doing it. They're about 8 feet apart, these brackets. Did you see any of the video? Anybody see video or pictures?
No, I haven't seen video yet.
Of this?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. They don't have the space. They don't actually have the solar panels yet. they're putting the mounting brackets on to get ready to put the solar panels up. But it's really amazing just to watch that stuff. I was watching it actually in the airport, and it was, you know, you see the amazing things that people, and I guess I was thinking about that with regard to all the things we spend. I was talking about spending money on armaments and how to protect ourselves and how much, you know, how much time we dedicate to defense and why we have to spend that money on it. And sometimes how, you know, now, even though the Chinese are building up their armaments and they're building up their fleet of boats and ships and planes with the one purpose in mind, to prepare themselves to attack the United States. And so when I think about that and all the money that we spend here and all these others, what the end game is, what you're going to control the earth. How wonderfully well are we doing at the moment, anybody controlling the earth? And with more people, I would think if there's any country on earth that wouldn't want to be in control, it would be the Chinese. They got 1.3 billion people. They have so many huge problems there that we don't even know about, or they're not reporting on. You know, they have riots in the streets going on. It's not just Taiwan and Hong Kong. It's the inland provinces that have been locked down because of the COVID. And, you know, they don't explain. They just say, this is what you're going to do, and if you don't do it, we'll shoot you. You know, that kind of stuff. So I just, I can't even begin. It's beyond my pay grade to figure out why in the world these people want to control everything. We say, you know, some people say we control everything. Did we do that by design, or did it just happen? See, theirs is design. Ours just happened because we are better at most stuff than other countries. Yes, everybody, we agree on that term? And that, with that idea? Are we better at most things, or have we been over the, you know, like since the Second World War, better at most things, and therefore we prevailed? We didn't, we have, what do you mean?
I don't know, okay, you're in a mood today, so just hang on. I'm contemplating what you were saying.
All right.
I think that some things, yes, we've definitely excelled at. But I think since post-World War II, when you look at the totality of things, clearly we're not as good as we think we are, or else we wouldn't even be having this conversation about China. That those supply chains have been in motion for four decades. So clearly we had different altruistic ambitions, and the Chinese are just out to rule the world, and that was not our ambition. But clearly, somewhere along the way, we definitely have slipped in a lot of different areas. So I don't think that we can say that we've excelled beyond everyone else since World War II. No.
I think we've excelled in terms of influence. There may be a lot of other things, actually, that we're not that great at, frankly, but why should we be so good? Why do we have to be first at everything? And why, you know, I mean, there's a double-edged sword here. Why would the Chinese want to control the world?
I don't know why they'd want to, but people think power is desirable, and certainly the Chinese think that right. Power is desirable, or they wouldn't be doing what they do. But I think for our part, because all we can look at is our part, right? There's nothing we can do about what the Chinese government is doing. I think it's really easy to say we were just arrogant, and we just got ahead of ourselves, and we just thought we'd always have American greatness, and we'd always be exceptional. But I think what really happened is you had, well, I think it was more than that, though. I think that's an easy thing to say. But I think the truth is that most of our leaders who get into positions made deals that benefited themselves and benefited a global economy instead of an economy that was good for America first. And I think that's where we started to slip away. When people started to give deals to China and it started to benefit them, well, then they're doing it personally, and to heck with the rest of the country.
Yeah, I think putting people, the greed, if you will, there's nothing wrong with making money and making lots of it, which brings me around to looking at the Warren proposal to tax the ultra-rich. Here we go again. Talk about that in a moment here on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
DQ presents How to Find Meal Fulfillment. First, order the delicious new rotisserie-style chicken bites from DQ. Then feast your eyes on these unbreaded, tender, juicy, 100% white meat beauties. Next, take a bite of the bite. Realize that unbreaded chicken loaded with flavor is finally possible. And last, call your boss and ask for that promotion. You may have started last week, but hey, if chicken this good is possible, anything is possible. New rotisserie-style chicken bites are now a DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
All right, so this business about Elizabeth Warren's proposal to tax the rich, there's nothing that gets me, well, I shouldn't say there's nothing because there are other things that get me cranked up. But when I look at that and I think about the way it's being presented at any rate, whether it is the arrogance of power, she's always been on this kick, and the way she, the phraseology that she uses, like it's dirty to have a lot of money, like it's dirty. There are some people that use their money for extraordinarily good purposes. Some people don't. That's not my business, and it's not your business, and it's not her business. But because this is great, you know, makes great copy. She says we've watched the wealth of the billionaire class in America increase by more than $1 trillion over the past year. Well,
that's true.
Since she's been in, yeah, okay. So what's that's wrong? That means
no,
that
but it's when the tax liability does not equal as much as people in the middle class are paying. That's the problem.
What does that mean?
Agree.
Is it percentages or is it dollars? What's the
I think it's her. Well, I think when what she's talking about, and I'm no real fan of hers either, so this is not coming from, oh, I'm in the Elizabeth Warren camp.
Oh, yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, it's okay.
Well, I know you know that. I'm just saying that for our listeners' sake, so they know where I'm coming from. But when you look at the statistics of how, you know, Jeff Bezos, for example, more than doubled his wealth, his personal wealth in 2020 because of the pandemic and because of how well Amazon did. When you look at the benefits that he has from tax loops and loopholes and things like that, that the average person does not have the ability to write off all that and not pay taxes, that's really what they're talking about.
Close the loophole.
I just don't understand why we don't
continue with
the tax laws.
Reform, because 3% is just going to, during a pandemic, is just going to trickle down to the rest of us. And people who don't, they think that magically billionaires and corporations are just going to accept making less. No, they are not going to do that. That is why a federal minimum wage is a bad idea right now. Let the economy recover on its own, at least for the next few years.
So there you have the interesting perspective, dichotomy of thinking here at 10 before the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Uri Geller joins me. I'm Doug Steffen. Uri is here every week at this time to talk about some of the things that go on that affect us that are elusive. He is an illusionist, so he studies, he knows people very well. Do you think that's partially what made you successful? I remember the first time that I met you in the studios at KVC in Los Angeles in 1993, I think it was. You sized me up. I think I kind of sized you up too, but you surprised me and delighted me with your stuff. You know, you were telling me, you gave me some radishes to put in my hand and said, close my hand, and 4 or 5 minutes later the radishes started growing, and then you did the usual bending keys and spoons and stuff, and I didn't know who you were, frankly, at that point in time. And so that was the end of me not knowing who you were for sure. And I wondered at that time whether, because we didn't have Google then, but I was looking up some stuff about you, and you know, there were people who say, well, you make it look like it's real, and as if to say it wasn't, but it is. I mean, how do you? How would you fake stuff like that?
First of all, this is why I don't like you calling me illusionist, because I'm not. I don't call myself a psychic either. I don't know. I call myself either a paranormalist or a mystifier. But look, Dougie, most of the time when we're on the air, we do talk about paranormal stuff and so forth. But today, I'm going to divert you to items in my museum.
Okay.
Today, I have I've written all the items out, and now I have to translate it into Hebrew and Arabic, because those are the two languages in Israel. Sorry, the main languages in Israel where you describe certain historical sites are Hebrew, Arabic, and English. In many places, it's Hebrew, English, and Arabic. But because I live in Old Jaffa, and there are lots of beautiful Arab friends, all my items will be displayed as translated first Hebrew, then Arabic, then English. One of the walls that I'm dedicating to a very famous person, who is actually Elvis Presley. Now, I'm going to read out to you a story from this display that describes the item that I'm displaying. And here we go, okay? Are you ready?
Ready.
Original recording of the teenaged Elvis Presley. Accurose Music, a famous Nashville studio, issued this record of rock and roll star Elvis Presley singing Nobody's Child. I believe he was a teenager at that time. So I'm displaying actually the original acetate metal record that Elvis Presley recorded when he was a teenager.
Where'd you get it? How'd you get it?
Oh, that's a story by itself. But let me continue because this is fascinating.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So here we go. The National Enquirer newspaper carried a front page photo of Elvis lying in his coffin. This issue broke all sale records for the paper. What people don't know is that Elvis's dyed black hair started showing white at the roots. Larry Geller, who at the time was Elvis's hairstylist, noticed this and didn't want the masses to see white showing. So he asked the policewoman for her mascara, and he covered the white. Larry was the last person to touch Elvis Presley. Through amazing coincidence or synchronicity, this very same issue of the National Enquirer carried a story about my mother and myself.
He was 77, right? 1977 is when Elvis died.
Yeah, well, when Elvis Presley died on the 16th of August. But this is incredible because nobody knows this, that Larry Geller touched up Elvis Presley's white roots because he didn't want the masses to see.
And how
that
was Larry
Elvis
Geller?
Actually,
but did people think he was related to you?
Yeah, the people do, but he's not related to me at all.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll arrange the interview that you interview Larry Geller because he's a fascinating man.
One of the many exhibits that you'll be able to see when you go to Uri's Museum, travel to Tel Aviv, Israel, take it from me, is a fascinating place to visit. You can find Uri there, find Uri on his website, find out about his new book, Teaching You How to Douse. That's all there, all part of a great visit at urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.